Unisa Radio. The African Voice. It's all about you.
A very good afternoon and welcome to the Lunchbox Show with me, Godfrey Madubane. And with me in the studio today, I'm joined by Directorate for Counselling and Career Development, Mr. Arnold de Toit. We'll be talking about time management and effective note making. Now, this comes, as you know, it's 2017. We've got new students coming in at UNISA who may not know these skills and would like to know how to incorporate them in their study life. And also because, you know, UNISA is an ODL, you don't necessarily have a teacher who's going to tell you how to manage your time and how to manage your studies. So this is the platform where you get to know such things. So remember to follow us on our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/UNISA Radio. Like our page, and if you want to ask questions or make comments, you're allowed to do so. And also go to our Twitter page or use our handle. It's @UNISA Radio. You can also post your comments there if you've got problems or questions relating to our topic. And you can also like our YouTube page and also our Instagram page. Mr. Arnold de Toit, thank you so much for joining us at UNISA Radio.
Hi, Godfrey. Thanks for having me. We'll focus on time management and procrastination. The next round will be on note making. And yes, that is a major topic. Time is always short. One is always rushing to meet deadlines. So thanks for letting us discuss this.
Now, Arnold, what is time management?
Well, there are probably many definitions, but let's take it within the UNISA student context, within the ODL context. And typically, you would, as student, or me as student, or yourself, Godfrey, we need to meet specific fixed points in time. And we typically know that as assignment due dates or examination dates. So the whole idea is, how do we manage what we do within these time constraints, so that when that due date or that fixed point in time comes up, will we have met what we wanted to and should have done in order to reach our objectives?
When you manage time, does it mean you will be more available to other things? Like, for example, maybe a person says, okay, now I'm actually going to manage my time, therefore I should be knowing when is my free time and when is my busy time.
Exactly. I think a good point to start would be once one has got all the study material, or even long before that, that you go on the website, you check all your assignment dates, and you get out that thing called a year planner, and then for each module, you go and write down the assignment dates for each assignment. And also for each module, the examination dates. They are provisional, but they are a pretty good indication. And the whole thing of time management, Godfrey, is you get into an agreement amongst you get an agreement between yourself, between others, and systems. So you would need to shuffle and negotiate and schedule and reschedule to meet your objectives.
A typical UNISA student is likely to take 5 modules per semester. That is mostly semester modules. So how would you advise such a person to plan his schedule in terms of times of studying each module?
Godfrey, 5 modules is very, very heavy, considering that the semester is about 3 months. So if somebody's got 5 modules, I would say go and sit down and see whether you are being realistic, taking all your other responsibilities and your other activities under scrutiny. So I would rather say opt for a bit for some fewer modules, perhaps 3 per semester or even 2, depending on your circumstances and pass them all and pass them well, rather than taking five and standing a good chance of failing some. So if you have five, you would probably really, really, really have to time yourself well.
Okay. Now, our topic also involves procrastination. As far as I know, procrastination is a thief of time, but I'm aware that it also steals other things. Would you happen to know what are those?
Yeah, procrastination is, of course, a big word, but typically it means putting off doing what you should be doing in order to get your assignment in or in order to study and so on. And so you're letting time and opportunities to slip by to achieve those fixed points, which we call due dates, those fixed points in time. So your objectives are wandering, and it usually takes place when you're losing a sense of clarity, you develop a sense of vagueness. So one would really need to bring oneself to knowing the objectives with what you are studying and what you intend doing.
Okay. Now, here I am. I am a UNISA student. I don't know how to manage my time. So, if you were to give me advice, I'd come to you and I sit down with you. Just give me a list of what you're going to take me through in terms of me being able to manage my semester so that I can meet all my deadlines.
Right. Very basic things, which our listener probably knows already. But let's go over them and let's give them some more body. Get all those tutorial material packets and components together, each module, put them there, look at them, see how thick that stack of paper is. Then you take the first module, you open your tutorial letter 101, and then you've got that year planner that I spoke about. Now, the very first basic step would be just to write those assignment dates down for module 1, and write those provisional exam dates down for module 1. The exam dates are typically on the web. There is a brochure. So you do the same for module 2 and for module 3. Now you look at those dates on your year planner, and you see there's an interspacing of dates. And you check out, is there intervals of one or two dates between assignments? Are there two weekly cycles? What's going on there? So now you're building a picture of the spread of those assignments. Now the next step is that you know what the amount of work is that you need to cover reaching towards or moving towards those deadlines. So what you do then is you look at that stack of paper, and you check to see if there's a suggested schedule along which you can study. And if it's not there, don't worry, you draw up that schedule. So what you do is you check the material, you say, okay, here's one study guide, two study guides, or a study guide plus a textbook. Now, using your tutorial letter 101, you check the themes. You look at your study guide, you check the chapters, you check the study units. You check the outline of contents, you see the number of pages, and you say, right, for assignment number 1, I just need to do this. Assignment number 2 is quite substantial, and it looks to me as if I need to cover chapters 1 and 2, or 1, 2 and 3. And you make a note of that. So then you know by that fixed date, when that assignment is due, minus a few dates, because you need to build in a bit of leeway in case of any interruptions or unexpected things happening. So then you have an idea of the amount of work that you will be covering. And the same applies to the second and third modules. So once you've got that picture, you fit and work the amount of work that you've now identified in terms of the number of days. So let's say you've got 20 days or 10 days to do a chapter or a chapter and a half. You now need to go and fit that amount of work or those numbers of pages across those days. And yes, let me Just stand with that for the moment.
Okay. Now, Arnold, we know that for a person to be disciplined, there's sometimes there has to be that form of punishment, not necessarily a punishment that's going to cause pain, but a punishment whereby there's certain things you deny yourself as you train yourself to be disciplined, and things you reward yourself when you have completed a task and, you know, stuck to your plan for being disciplined. Now, with procrastination, we know people are more likely to procrastinate if they do not have any kind of punishment. So, is it necessary to have punishment, or if not, what would you advise for a person to...
I think to
stick to their plan.
Let me not use the word punishment, but let me use a sense or a sense of clarity of the consequences if I'm not able to, if I don't keep up with the work. There are consequences. And one of the consequences is that everything gets compressed. One gets a feeling of being overwhelmed. And so one gets an understanding. So one has to really... motivate oneself and say, well, I better do this, and this is what I want to reach. Because if you just let it slide, then these things build up. The reward would be where you can say, well, I've done this piece of work. I can mark it off. I've covered this. And then I can proceed. Now, the interesting thing about this planning thing is that one typically thinks of a static, inflexible schedule. From this time to that time, I will do such and so. But then life happens, and there are unexpected things coming across, and then one has to negotiate that schedule with yourself and move towards a flexible schedule. May I just say something about that punishment issue? The discipline that you've mentioned, one would need to know, I've got so many hours of study, I've got so many pages to cover. Somewhere, I would need to have an agreement with myself and with others so that I will say, but okay, I'm not going out with you on that and that occasion. Let's schedule it for this or that event, or this event for this or that day. The same with many, many things that just take up time, like... let's say watching TV or whatever else would come up. And you say, rather let me go and watch this program before I go and study. So the punishment, or rather the discipline, would come in by, in quotation marks, denying yourself. But it's not a matter of denying, it's a matter of getting your priorities straight and rewarding yourself by being able to meet your objectives, because these are your objectives of your studies.
My second last question, Arnold. I know there's some people who are afraid to use the word no, even though they know they're supposed to, especially when you have to commit to managing time. There are instances when you will have to say no to your friends, to your family, or maybe sometimes to your loved ones. But is there a different approach that people can take to stick to time?
Well, to latch onto the no ideas, I think to get buy-in from friends and family, that they must also take cognizance that you will be studying and that you won't always be able to participate in everything else that's going to take place. Then, of course, there are things that need to take place. And I think when one plans, if one can have a bit of space built in for the unexpected things, and rather try and work ahead than falling behind.
Now, lastly, anything else I may have left that I have not covered concerning our topic?
Well, Godfrey, I think the idea of planning and time management is that it's a negotiation thing. If you find that you're falling behind in one module, then you have to see how can you negotiate your time. Where can you make a bit extra time to catch up on that module. Sometimes a bit of adrenaline helps, a bit of extra focus, a sense of urgency. But you need to negotiate. You can't just say, I'm falling behind. You need to see how you can find that extra time. And typically, you can find the extra time by studying more focused, by keeping to what they tell you to do, and not let your mind wander around when you are sitting down and studying.
Arnold, I think that concludes our time management and procrastination topic. Thank you so much for joining us on UNISA Radio. UNISA Radio, the African voice, it's all about you.
Did you know you can stream UNISA Radio on radio.unisa.ac.za/live or download our app on any mobile device from Android to Nokia to Apple to BlackBerry. Stay connected.